On the line with me is Sarah Schrader. She is with the Northern California Community Liaison for Americans for Safe Access. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Glad to have you. I'm trying to understand the organization that you are the liaison for. What is your goal?
We are the largest grassroots organization working on the medical and therapeutic value of cannabis. And we're based out of Washington, D.C., and my representation and role is with the Sonoma chapter of Americans for Safe Access.
Okay, thank you very much for that clarification. Appreciate that. It seems, Sarah, particularly in the past few months after the legalization of marijuana in California, that there are more studies, more research going on in terms of the effectiveness of medical marijuana. Is that true?
We have been restricted here in the United States due to the fact that it's really difficult to get research approved to do. And we are looking at a lot of advances in science related to cannabis, both internationally and here in the United States. I can give you the example that we recently had the DEA approve PTSD research on cannabis for veterans.
Yeah.
That was about a year and a half ago. Sue Sisley and Marcel Bon Miller are the two doctors that have been approved to do that study through NIH. And when we see studies like this take place and have positive results, what that will do is open the door for other conditions and more research to take place.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a market improvement over the course of the last 8 months or so in terms of money for that research. Is it just because, Sarah, that it's easier to get pot and move pot around and research it because of the many states that now have legalized marijuana?
We still have quite a few hurdles federally, including the fact that cannabis is still scheduled as Schedule 1. And so until we get it rescheduled downward, we're going to continue to have some hurdles on research. However, with the passage of our new legalization bill, we do have some studies that are going to be happening here in California. The example that I can give you is that CHP is going to be looking at DUIs and how to control toxicity on our roadways.
Yeah, because they really don't have a good handle on that yet, do they?
Correct. We don't have a policy in place yet here in California. And so we have put some money aside so that the CHP can figure out what that policy should look like for us.
Okay, so that's a start. But it does seem like more and more ailments and illnesses and disease are being looked at when it comes to the effectiveness of marijuana in a medical setting.
We have been very lucky here in California that it's one of the few states that allows for any condition that your doctor approves of to have medical cannabis access. In many other states, those conditions are limited. And what that does is that restricts people with very rare and limited diseases to have access to cannabis. What we're finding from doctors who are seeing medical cannabis patients is that the patients themselves are reporting back how helpful this is for multiple different conditions.
It is student teaching teacher, right? At least informing the medical community about what's working for them. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
For myself, I have fibromyalgia. I've tried over 30 different prescriptions for that, and many of those prescriptions cause other side effects. It was through my own experimentation that I found that cannabis didn't provide those same side effects for me. And it was through my own experience that I decided that I wanted to advocate for other patients.
Very good. Would you expect marijuana to be legalized, federally speaking, in the next 5 years?
I can say that I'm doing everything I can to help decriminalize and reschedule cannabis. I've gone out to Washington, D.C. 7 years in a row advocating for that cause. But it's really hard to predict how soon we'll see these changes. There's a number of bills that have been introduced congressionally, but the only one that we have seen passed is the Hinchey-Rohrbacher Amendment, which is defunding the DEA from doing investigations, prosecutions, and raids of medical cannabis states.
Well, we're looking into our future. I think we can be sure about that. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for having me.
That is Sarah Schrader, liaison for Americans for Safe Access, talking about medical marijuana and the changes in research projects involving that drug now that it has been decriminalized in California.